And we welcome you back here in between games of the WOBM Christmas Classic. 20 years on the girls' side. This one marking the 30th year on the boys' side. The tournament starting all the way back in 1984. The boys' final tonight, number one Jackson against number seven Manchester Township. Let's take a look first at the road to the final for both of these teams. First, for the upstarted Hawks of Manchester Township, bit of a surprise that they've made it here, perhaps, and they've taken care of all three Tom Zerber schools to get here, knocking off number 10 Tom Zerber North in the opening round, 56-44, knocking off number 15 Tom Zerber East, who had upset number 2 Wall, 74-56 in the quarterfinals. And then, Ed, as you said, maybe the best game of the tournament in the semifinals the other night, beating Tom Zerber South 65-60 in double overtime. Great run so far for the Hawks.
It has been. It's been a Cinderella run for the Hawks because, although seeded in the upper half, they weren't expected to get this far. But that Tom Zerber South game, the South came in as the number 3 seed, double overtime victory in a game in which Tom Zerber South trailed by 10 points with about a minute and a half to go. And in 30 seconds, South tied the game and had multiple chances to win it. But Manchester hung tough, tied it up in overtime. Kayshawn Barnes hitting a couple of huge threes along with Shavar Reynolds. They've got some big-time play by some players that maybe not, you know, have not been well-known around the shore. So look for the very athletic Hawks of Manchester to hang in here tonight. The Jaguars of the much more experienced Jaguars of Jackson.
Barnes has been a great story in the tournament so far. 21-19, and as Ed said, 20 points also during the course of it in the quarterfinals. He has had a great tournament, the transfer from Mattawan. Good story, by the way, on our website about him and his road here at ShoreSportsNetwork.com. Ryan Ramsey in his ninth year as the head coach, coming in 102-93 overall. This is a team that was just 10-11 a season ago. They have never won this tournament, finishes the runner-up back in 2004. While we have a second, let's take a look at their starting lineups. Number one, Jordan Tormey will start in the backcourt. He is a 6'3 sophomore. Will be joined by number two, Kayshawn Barnes, a 6'2 senior. Also in the backcourt, number 10, Darius Barlow. He is a senior, 5'11". And then Shavar Reynolds also will start, part of a four-guard alignment. Reynolds wearing number 33. He is a 5'11 sophomore. The lone frontcourt player to begin, Israel Almasteca. He is a 6'5 sophomore. A lot of youth on this team that begins in the starting lineup for Coach Ramsey, who has weaved his way through this tournament as the seventh seed, as Manchester entering this game at 3-1. Their only loss opening night to Lakewood. Up, and as we mentioned, knocking off Tom Zerber North, East, and South to get here to the finals. For Jackson, they will try and do something they did in 2011. That's a win here at the WOBM Christmas Classic. All in all, the Jaguar program has won four times: 2011, 2009, 1997, and 1995. A couple of runner-up along the way as well. But Joe Fagan has done a great job really establishing this program. Their road to the finals, knocking off number 16 Brick 40-28, taking out Point Barrow in the quarterfinals 53-42. Friel Township in the semifinals, another good ball game, 51-47.
Yeah, they've had some tough games. In fact, all four of their victories so far in the early part of this season have been difficult victories. They had a tough opener against Brick Memorial to open up the A-South. That was a six-point victory over the Mustangs at the home of the Jaguars, and then have gone through the tournament here with some difficult times. But as most experienced and good and big and tall and strong teams, they have found a way to win each and every game and come in undefeated.
No big surprise as to the key to their lineup and the man that kind of makes them go. It is Eric Carter, the 6'8 senior, on his way to the University of Delaware. Carter had 11 in the opening round, 16 in the quarterfinals, and 14 the other night in the semifinals. He is one of the better players, certainly here in the Shore Conference this year, a guy that will be heavily counted on. I think the trick for Jack Head is the supporting cast what can the other guys do around him during the course of the game?
Well, so far, those guys have been Jesse Hill, the big 6'7 transfer from Monsignor Donovan, who has provided the added scoring lift and rebounding to support Carter. Also, C.J. Blue, another transfer student, has come over and has blended in well. The very athletic and outstanding football player and also basketball player, 6'4", Marcus Adamiola, has done a nice job, too. So they have a very athletic team, too. But Manchester's going to want to run it up the floor. Jackson doesn't want to do that. They do not want to get in a run game with Manchester. They rather control the backboards, as they do with the big guys underneath, and then set their offense up, try to get the ball down low to Eric Carter.
Starting lineups for the Jags. Gino Paluma will start in the backcourt. Where's number three? He is a junior, 5'11". C.J. Blue, also a junior, 6', will occupy one of the guard spots. Where's number five? Up front, it will be number 15, Eric Carter, the 6'8 senior. Marcus Adamiola, number 24, the 6'4 senior, will play up front, as will number 55, Jesse Hill, the 6'6 junior. So we'll get a good look at Joe Fagan's team this season in his 6th year as Coach Fagan, 96-43 overall, 22-6 a year ago. This is a team that off to a good start, 4-0 so far this year.
Yeah, I think one of the other keys for this game is that young, you know, getting more experience as the season progresses. Israel Amistika for Manchester. He has been outstanding in this tournament. 4 points in the first round in a fairly easy game, then 15 and 16. Controlling the backboards. He's a big 6'4", wide body, strong. He's going to have to try and get Carter maybe in a little bit of foul trouble. So far in this tournament, Carter has been in a little bit of foul trouble and has had to go to the bench quite often to protect himself from fouling out. So Carter's got to be careful of fouls. Almistica is going to try and go after him.
Ed, obviously early on in the season, but perhaps the biggest difference of these teams, I think, is more style of play than anything else. Just look at the scores that Jackson has posted here in the tournament. 40, 53, and 51. They like to slow things down as much as they can, play more of a half-court type offense, just the opposite for Manchester. They want to run and get up and down the floor. 56, 74, 65 points, the totals here. It might not always be pretty if they're not making shots, but when they do, they are an athletic bunch.
That's why that Toms River South double overtime game was so exciting, because that's the game of Toms River South. The Indians like to get it up and go also. So much speed on that court, Matt. Your head was bouncing back and forth.
We are a couple minutes away from tip-off here with Manchester, the 7th seed, taking on Jackson Memorial. Good crowd filing in. If you're just joining us, you're in the midst of a 3-game stretch here on the Shore Sports Network. Monmouth basketball began this day around 3 o'clock. Hawks dropped a tough one to Wagner, 59-52. We just saw, and if you were listening, you heard, 6 to win the girls' championship. Our thanks along the way to Lisa Kokoda, the head coach of the Big Blue, and tournament MVP Sam Sullivan for swinging by in between games. And now we get you set for game number 3. And to cap things off, our doubleheader here at the Pine Belt Arena, it is number 1 Jackson against number 7 Manchester. We'll step out here and take a 3-minute timeout. We'll pause for the national anthem and the starting lineups. When we come back, we've got the opening tip-off for you right after this. It is the 30th WOBM Christmas Classic Championship, and we're back in 3 minutes to bring it to you live on the Shore Sports Network.
And we are back here at the Pine Belt Arena for tonight's finals, the boys' finals of the WOBM 30th Annual Christmas Classic. Just now, a special presentation. My partner, Matt Harmon, the Arthur Harmon Jr. Award given to a local high school official, was just presented by Matt, his brother, and very deserving James Lester, picking up your dad's award.
Yeah, certainly, one of the best and more well-known officials here in the Shore Conference, and I could certainly say, in talking with those that I kind of consult with, it was a pretty easy choice this year. Guy who certainly has done a lot for this tournament, has been involved in officiating a lot of the finals, and the semifinals along the way, and a guy who really takes his craft very serious, and happy once again for Kevin to put that award together. And on behalf on my entire family, it's certainly nice to be able to continue my dad's memory with giving it to one of his own, one of the guys here who do such a good job for the Shore Conference here, referee-wise.
And let's mention the other two officials that will be working tonight. He'll be working with John Werner III, an outstanding young official, and also Lou DeGeorge, the veteran official. So, along with James Lester, three outstanding officials for this boys' final.
I'll run through the starters one more time if you're just joining us real quick. For Manchester, Jordan Tormey, Kayshawn Barnes, Darius Barlow, Israel Almasteka, and Shavar Reynolds. Ryan Ramsey, the head coach for the 3-1 and 7-seeded Hawks. For Dino Paluma, C.J. Blue, Eric Carter, Marcus Adamiola, and Jesse Hill, the five that will start for Joe Fagan. The Jags, as the top seed, looking to run their record to 5-0 on this young season.
It should be a good one, so fasten your seatbelts. Matt, one quick comment on the attire of the Hawks from the knees down, the sneaker look. What do you think?
Right.
I'm telling you, they've got every conceivable bright color you could think of.
Manchester will be in there. Away blue uniforms tonight, royal blue. Manchester across the chest in yellow. Yellow numerals, white trim. With the blue shorts, Jackson in their home whites as the top seed. Memorial across the chest in black, red trim, the black numerals and the white shorts. Eric Carter will jump center against Almasteka. The Jags will move left to right on your dial. The Hawks right to left. We are set here for a great night and what should be a very entertaining final. For the 30th time, the WOBM Christmas Classic is up and running. Jackson wins the opening tip. Again, they start left to right. Adamiola had it on the left side. This is C.J. Blue now replacing him left side. Adamiola lost it. Manchester with the first steal and turnover of the night. That's part of their game.
It certainly is, and I'm surprised they didn't run it up court, taking their time with the setup on offense.
Kayshawn Barnes, the Mattawan transfer, sporting the pink fluorescent Nike high tops, fires one, long three, off the mark. Carter will pull down the defensive rebound. Carter, one dribble, up court, looking for Blue. Back to Carter, top of the key. Boy, he is a big, imposing player.
Lost about 25 pounds in the offseason, Matt.
Back to the basket. The kick out for Blue, top of the key.
Looks much trimmer and stronger this year.
Triple team comes. Carter on the baseline. Goes to the hook shot, moving into the lane and gets the first two of the night.
Well, he should have his way down low down there. He's got 5 inches on just about any player out there.
Almasteka has to guard him, 6'5". I would say, just looking at giving away 30 pounds.
At least, yes.
Around the perimeter, it's Barnes. One dribble, picks it up, hands off to Barlow. Barlow, a couple of bounces. Now we'll pull back out and reset. 6.5 minutes to go, first quarter. Jackson with the 2-0 lead on Manchester.
Even more important, Matt, he's giving up 2 years. Almasteka, the sophomore. Carter, the senior.
Tormey gets it back. Tourney now on the right side. Good patience here by Jackson. Defensively, they haven't extended that man-to-man too far. Along the baseline, ball deflected, picked up by Almasteka. Hook shot in the lane, and he gets it to go up over the top of Carter.
So both centers with the early hook shots ties this one at two.
Almasteka with his first two. We are tied at two.
Full court pressure here, token pressure by the Hawks.
C.J. Blue brings it up court. Hands off Adamiola. Now Carter, top of the key. Adamiola gets it back on the left side. Couple of bounces. Looking inside for Carter on the screen and roll. Good step in the passing lane by the sophomore Shavar Reynolds. Barnes will work on Blue. Has some space at the top of the key. 5:25 to go. Quarter number one tied here at two. Off the screen and roll. Almasteka inside again. Couldn't get this one to go left side. Carter picks up the loose ball, will run the fast break, getting up court, then tangled up with Barnes, who will give the personal foul, his first, team's first.
Carter not afraid to grab that ball off the boards and take it down the court coast to coast, as he's done a couple of times already in these first couple of minutes.
Paluma will put it in play on the sideline right in front of the Manchester bench. Adamiola with it now on the right perimeter. Carter posting up inside. Paluma gets it back left perimeter. Carter flashing out high, shaded right top of the key. Blue cuts through. Now Paluma has it. Adamiola dishing off for Carter. Carter one-on-one. Backing down Almastica. Kicks out for Adamiola. Back to Carter. Inside. Righty hook. No good. Gets his own rebound back on the right side. Fights through the double team. Can't get it. There's Hill on the putback. That's no good. And the loose ball finally cleared by Barlow.
Couple of easy chances missed that time by the Jags.
Here's Barnes. Nice crossover. The kick out for Barlow. Pull up from the right elbow off the mark. Long rebound, kicked out a couple of times. Paluma pulls down with it. Three on two. Paluma driving, and then a block inside. Paluma had lost it on his way up and caught it. I thought we might see a travel there instead. Paluma will go to the free throw line for two shots. The whistle on Shavar Reynolds, his first, team's second.
The one position of inexperience for the Jaguars will be the guard position, Matt. They've struggled a little bit early in the season from the guard position. They're going to have to up their game a little tonight in this championship. And one of the key guys, Jimmy Markham, into the game right now, hit some key baskets in the semifinals. Only had 6 points, but all three baskets were real key.
Paluma makes both, gives Jackson a 4-2 advantage. As Ed told you, Jimmy Markham, first substitution into the game, the 6'1 junior, wears number two. Off on the right side now, it is Reynolds with it. A little bit more right down near the corner. As Barnes will dribble topside. Kick right corner, three on the way for Reynolds. Halfway down, rims out. Another rebound for Carter, who continues to bring the ball up court for Jackson. Carter down to the baseline, working himself, will get called for a travel. No, I guess if you think about it, Ed, you said guard play for Jackson, a bit of a question mark. One way to solve that is let Eric Carter just bring the ball up court.
Not if he's going to turn it over like that, though. You're right, Matt, but that has been the one position that they need a little work on.
Reynolds.
And these guys will get better. Blue, Markham, and Paluma.
Just got to play more. Here's Barnes working one-on-one on Blue. Handing off to Reynolds, dribbling from left to right. Round the perimeter. Torney has it. Now back to Reynolds. So check it. That is Barnes with a long three. Well short. And Carter again will bring it up. Going right down the right side of the lane. Coast to coast. Missing the right side layup. Rebound. Who's bumped on the way up. Nice hop step down through the lane. Slicing through and getting it to go on the left side. Keyshawn Barnes with his first bucket. And we are tied at four with 2:50 to go in the first quarter.
Okay. Keyshawn Barnes has been one of the more exciting players in the tournament. I'll put him up along with Tymir Bury from Toms River South as two of the more exciting players in this tournament.
Jackson to the half court set. Here's a three by Hill, top of the key, off the mark and out of bounds on the Miss Manchester basketball.
Great crowd, Matt. I mean, we're looking at
great crowd.
Full bleachers across from us. Both ends with, about 100 Manchester fans up in the corner. Some Jackson fans on the other end, student-wise.
Very solid crowd.
Yes.
2:25 to go first quarter. Reynolds has it on the left wing. Goes baseline and is bumped at the baseline. C.J. Blue will be whistled for the foul. Check that and put it on Markham instead. Markham. His first, team's first. And with 2:22 to go, baseline inbound for Manchester.
Eddie Landy, another one of those guards, Matt checks in. So Joe Fagan will check, alternate a lot of his three or four different guards.
Landy wears number 23, 5'9 junior. Penetrated pass by Reynolds. Kick out for Barlow. Barlow will pull out and reset.
You know, one of the adjectives you could not use with Manchester is intimidating. They are intimidated by playing this big, strong Jackson team.
Barnes, one bounce, flips right. Here's Barlow. He one bounces it and then gives it to Reynolds. Man-to-man defense by Jackson has kept Manchester away from the hoop on this possession. Barnes trying to penetrate. On the floor, they will call this one. It'll be charged to Eric Carter, his first, team second, after maintaining possession here with 1:35 to go in the first quarter. We are tied at four.
And the other night, in my final round, Carter picked up two quick fouls in the first 3 minutes of the game and sat a lot of the first half.
Reynolds with it, left wing. Panning off here. Good drive to the basket by Torney. He had it blocked by Hill. Loose ball, almost grabbed by Almastika. And then handled by Jackson. 75 seconds to go. Quick dump down for Carter. Pass intended for Hill, went all the way through. Reynolds, two on one. Manchester missing right side layup. And that loose ball picked up by Markham for Jackson. 60 seconds to go. A bit offensively challenged here so far. Tied at four. Hill dumping down inside for Carter. Frees himself open for an easy layup from the right side. Carter has four. And Jackson back up here 6-4.
As can be expected at 6'8", 6'8 and a half, Carter has thrown down some monster dunks so far in the first three games.
Barnes, lefty shooter, missing from the foul line. Ball deflected out. Last touch by Jackson. And it will stay with Manchester with 33 seconds to go.
In a tournament that hasn't had a whole lot of dunks, I'm going to give you one other player that threw down a pretty good two-handed dunk when we get a few minutes here.
30 seconds to go. 6-4 the advantage, Jackson. Manchester looks like they will hold for one. Barnes patiently up near the half-court circle. Played by Blue. Fast-moving first quarter. Just 14 fouls combined between the two sides. Down to seven. Long three. It's good by Barnes. He hit that one from downtown Toms River, and Kayshawn Barnes has five. That will give Manchester a 7-6 lead after the first quarter of play. We step out for 30 seconds, back with the start of quarter number two, right after this quick break on the Shore Sports Network.